Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF. Dominic, we're doing the Friday night live from Waukesha. They closed down the downtown, live bands partying. It's going to be a good time. We're going to broadcast it on the radio beginning at 6. But, buddy, we got 2 more hours of politicking to do.
Nice.
And, you know, we got Fancy Brian here in the Shaw with me today. We got Evan back in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. I got you right here with me, at least on the screen, Dom. But apparently no Jim Santel today. We apologize. Bad cell phone in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, shocking, right?
Well, it is a little more shocking once you get up there and you realize it's really bad. Jim will do his live show tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. If you haven't heard Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel yet, you're missing something. Come, have the cannolis, stay, and learn something. The very smart former U.S. attorney, Jim Santel, 9 to 11, Saturday mornings, replayed on Sundays for your listening pleasure. But, Dom, it's time to start airing some grievances. And I got to tell you, Donald Trump's got a litany of them today. And we've got some sound, but we've also got some reporting on this. Donald Trump apparently giving a little speechifying today. Dom found some supportive MAGAs.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition. Crudy, I'm surprised we didn't, you know, pack up the gear and go broadcast live from the Faith and Freedom Coalition today.
Well, that's the abbreviated title. Actually, technically, Dom, it's the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Policy Conference.
What does that even mean?
The FFCRMPC. Oh, okay, FFCRMPC.
All right, got it. Good.
Make a note of it, please. Former President Donald Trump said it's no coincidence that the same people who pushed the Russia hoax are the same people who are now pushing this insurrection hoax. Did he not watch the television on January 6th of 2021? I'm pretty sure he did. You know, all reports, that's all he did.
Oh, of course that's what he was doing, man. He was probably pausing and rewinding the TiVo, man, to get some detail.
Dominic, according to Trump, the Capitol riot was a simple protest that got out of hand. Now, we've got some sound of Trump. I know how the people love when I do Trump's voice, but, you know, we're going to feed you a little broccoli. A little of Trump and what they call this big shindig, this soiree, Dom. Oh, yeah, here it is. The Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Policy Conference. Again, that's the FFCRMPC. And Trump gave a little sound, and we're going to play a little of it for you. Not a lot. It's a little broccoli. It's a Friday. Fancy Brian, going to need your help. Cut number one. We're going to take this country back.
That is why this November we're going to stand up to this left-wing fascism, and we're going to take back our freedom. We're going to take back our country in November.
About some projection. I mean, these guys are the kings of projection. Kings and queens, projection. You know, that's just what they do. Gaslighting, they gaslight, they project. I mean, this is classic work by these Republicans, man. This is exactly how it's done.
Are we supposed to believe you as a credible sort? You're clearly part of the radical left.
At least is that what Trump.
Yeah. Let's keep going. Cut two, if you would. Fancy Brian.
The radical left movement that is attacking our nation is driven by a spirit of anger and hatred that most of us can barely comprehend or understand. Did you ever see such hatred toward us? And all we want to do is a good job. We want nice homes. We want great education for our children. We want strong military. We want strong police.
And to wipe our asses with the U.S. Constitution.
And we want to stay in power forever, regardless of what you little people and your little votes want. That's what we want. But no, it's the radical leftists that are the fascists, not the coup organizers and those who actually attacked the government and actually stopped the peaceful transfer of power, although briefly.
Well, Dominic, I'd like to call you a extremist. If you would, please play more Trump calling Dom an extremist. Cut three.
These extremists are consumed by resentment, envy, intolerance, bigotry, malice, and even rage against nature itself. This is not just a political problem. This is a spiritual problem.
Here we are out here in the wilderness raging against the machine and Mother Nature, apparently.
Guerrilla radio mofos. Come on, man. Really? Really? And of course, it's the luck. Yeah, because Trump is your spiritual guide. I mean, this is a faith in freedom. I mean, Trump? Really? Trump? The dude held the Bible upside down in front of a burnt out church after, you know, tear gassing a peaceful crowd of protesters and then lied about it. And held the Bible upside down. I think that might be an Antichrist thing. I'm not familiar with your book entirely, folks. But this is the guy you're going to worship? Wow.
Well, Dom, I think the entire audience knows by now you are an atheist, a heathen, if you will, a soulless cretin. But Donald Trump would say, guys like you, you have made politics your religion. Played for the people. Cut four.
For the radical left, politics has become their religion. It has warped their sense of right and wrong. They don't have a sense of right and wrong. True and false, good and evil. You saw the Russia hoax that we all went through for
Russia.
2.5 years.
It's all a hoax, right? I think he also mentioned today that we do not have the sound. The insurrection hoax. Everything's a hoax, right? It's the Russia hoax. It's the insurrection.
Fake news media covering the hoax that is the insurrection, because what you saw in your TVs on January 6th, that didn't really happen.
That was a hoax, right?
Just some peaceful, cheerful people come down to hug it out. You know, bro, hug it out, the Capitol. Did you see, Dom, another guy got charged today for bringing a revolver with hollow point bullets down to the U.S. Capitol? You know how he got caught, Dom?
Oh, you mean there were weapons and guns and at the peaceful protest that got out of hand?
Well, there was this guy's gun until he apparently lost the weapon at the thing before he went off and stole a club away from a cop and beat the cop with it and then stuck the club in his car and drove it all the way back to Ohio, I believe it was.
I got to have a keepsake, man. It's like catching the drumstick at a rock concert.
But then the guy called the FBI and claimed he had lost the handgun that Fancy Brian and I speculated, because he said he had his name all over it. I figure he got one of those label makers and like put labels on there. And so anyways, he called the cops and said, you know, I'm at a casino in Ohio and my gun's gone. Someone stole my gun. This was apparently 2 days after the big J6. And it was that call to the FBI that tipped them off that he might have been, you know, present at the big January 6th insurrection.
Wow, that's not very smart.
So they scooped this guy up, and the investigators from the FBI, they start questioning the man. And the man says, well, my only regret is I didn't get to meet Nancy Pelosi, because you'd be picking me up on entirely different charges then.
What's mega? So Fancy Brian's got a label maker, and his label says mega idiot. yes, indeed. Trump, though. Trump, Crudy, he wasn't done. Some other things that this idiot had to say. Quote, and I will say one thing they don't talk about. They never show the size of the crowd. I believe it was the largest number of people I've ever spoken to, Trump said, presumably referring to the Stop the Steal rally that preceded the riot. I'm not talking about the very small percentage of people that went down to the Capitol, many of whom did nothing wrong. They're paying a big price because of this horrible situation that's taking place.
Trump they're being criminally charged with, you know, seditious conspiracy and other acts of violence in many cases.
Trump continued to harp on the alleged crowd size of the rally and even claimed that his crowd was just as big, if not bigger, than Martin Luther King Jr.'s crowd during his I Have a Dream speech in 1963.
That was a hoax, right?
What? Bigger than the hell? I Have a Dream speech.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like three of them went to the Capitol and were just bad apples, set a bad example for the
rest. Mean, you know. Also, Trump was out there today teasing a presidential run. Hey, you think I should run for president? You know, just doing anything to get the crowd to clap and cheer for him. And he also mentioned that perhaps if he were elected president once again, God help us all, that he would pardon the insurrectionist bastards that are all being charged and held right now.
I believe it was Rudy caught by the Danish documentarian. No, Roger Stone, my bad. And they were apparently driving away. I feel like it was, might have been Inauguration Day, the day that Joe Biden did literally become the president over the objections of Ted Cruz and, you know, a few Trump supporters. And the documentarian basically caught on videotape Roger Stone saying, Trump should have given us all pardons. The fact that we didn't get the pardons means that he's going to spend a lot of time in prison. And, you know, I don't think that's projection, Dom.
No, you think that's actually a little bit of truth from Roger Stone?
Well, who was it? We found out John Eastman wanted to be put on that list, Dom, apparently the good list or the really bad list. Please give me a pardon so I can be on the good list. And Santa still brings me some other than coal for Christmas. The pardon list. Well, that would have been the gift that kept on giving. But Trump, what, didn't he collect enough money? Wasn't there enough quid pro quos being offered to him? Couldn't cash out enough for the pardons to be extended to, you know, just a couple thousand.
Well, you got to wonder. I mean,
January 6th insurrection.
Proud Boys and whatnot, you know, probably still hanging on hope that maybe Trump gets elected and maybe he will give them a pardon eventually, but I wouldn't count on that, folks. You might want to plea and you know, do your time, because Trump isn't coming to save you.
Sorry, I don't have time for my trail. Got a big book tour coming up in the fall.
I'm so busy.
Can we do it next year? More devils.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
That was a hoax, right?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break. Light them if you got them. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the opinion crew over at the Washington Post offered their opinions individually about whether Donald Trump will run for election once again, run for president. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to point out, coming up Tuesday, and apparently the time has been set for high noon Central Time, the next J6 committee hearing. We will broadcast it live right here on Devil Radio and The Shod next Tuesday. I believe that's the 21st. And then there will be a daytime June 23rd. That's Thursday. And then next weekend, Dom, is the Democratic Party Convention, great state of Wisconsin. Our old stomping grounds, La Crosse, man.
Yeah.
So next week, I'm going to broadcast Thursday, Friday, and then a special event broadcast Saturday from the Democratic Party Convention. I've got a quick note here from Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Dems to offer a sharp contrast to the GOP at the state convention.
You think?
We'll see. State Dem Chair Ben Wickler cites a noticeable difference at his party convention next weekend compared to the Republicans' May event. That was up the street in Middleton at the Marriott. They didn't offer endorsements, did they? Dems are trying to eat their own. Is that the contrast? With no endorsement process, little drama is expected when the Dems gather in La Crosse. Buddy, I'm going to make sure some drama happens in lacrosse.
Come on, man.
I will stir some drama if necessary.
No, I mean, you're drama enough as it is, crew. Just have a good time, man. It's lacrosse. So hopefully they don't have wanted posters of you up there still.
Still? You know, I'm going to have to go see our buddy Rudy over off 4th Street, right? With no endorsement process, little drama ahead of the Dems gathering in La Crosse June 24th and 25th ahead of the midterm elections. Now, let me check for a second. Somebody's got the dates wrong. It's the 25th and 26th, folks. I know, I've got the hotel room. So, WISP Politics, come on, make sure you get your stuff right. I mean, it'd be better. I'd actually prefer a Friday-Saturday convention, but it's a Saturday-Sunday deal. Anyways, they also don't have nearly as many incumbents facing primary challenges. 13 Republicans to just one Dem. And there aren't debates over whether to decertify the 2020 election
come on,
or admonish a party leader. Well, I'm gonna see if we can... I'm gonna make a motion. We should admonish a party leader.
You should start the lock him or lock her up chant, Crudy. I mean, that'll
lock him up. Lock him up. Doesn't matter who, just randomly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't think it matters anymore. I mean, this is a different crowd, though. I forget. My apologies.
Instead, Wickler says the public will see and hear if you tune in to Devil Radio in the Shaw, because I'm gonna play it out for you, folks. A party that's fired up and unified, fired up, ready to go, Dom. I'm fired up. I'm going to be broadcasting from the third CD. I'm going to be broadcasting from our old stomping grounds in La Crosse. And I'm going to have a good time every night post-show. I'm going to have a good old time, Dominic. Why don't you talk for a moment or maybe go to the phones?
Yeah,
844-967-2789. I just want to confirm that Crudy's right and WISP Politics is wrong.
All right, 844-96 party. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Let's get to them. Nick from Madison, Wisconsin. You are up. Happy Friday, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How you doing? How you doing? Glad you're right, Gertie. Awesome. My grievance is what I think is that people are so polarized right now. People think we are polarized, but that's because we look at social media, we look at the news, we look at, and you guys are pretty level-headed, I got to say that.
Well, one of us is. But
you both are, come on. But I think that 10% of people are pretty far right, 10% are very far left, are very far right, very far left. Then there's 80%, then there's something we can work with. I think we should all be working with the 80% and just find common ground. I think that will stop people. But the thing is, the 10% on either side, they are all the ones who get all the news. They are all the ones who get on the news. They are all the ones on social media. They are all the ones who shout people down. So the 80% who are just trying to live their lives and just be happy, they just shut up and they vote. And they decide, however.
Well, Nick, here's I hate to quibble with your math, but I've thought about this math. Like, how appealing are the devil's advocates? If you very appealing, no doubt. But if you assume 35% of the nation, they're still MAGA. I mean, more than half the Republican Party still believes the election was rigged. They still believe the big lie, Nick. So, unfortunately, we've got to write off like 35% of our countrymen because they're not going to be convinced as long as Donald Trump's out there at conventions like this Freedom Function, whatever it's called, telling people it was stolen, telling people, you know, America will never be great till you make me president again. So first and foremost, I think it's going to be hard to make your math work because it's a much smaller portion of the electorate that's actually open-minded. But above and beyond that, I think finding common ground, sure, man. I think there's plenty of common ground to be had. But here's the part I take issue with. You talked about the 10 and the 80 and the 10. Well, we pulled Fox News statistics yesterday. Roughly 90% of the American people believe in most of the steps in meaningful gun control that I would advocate for. 80 to 90% of the people. But 10% of the people, apparently this very minute minority, which is entirely Republican state lawmakers and Congress people and U.S. senators, they blocked the nation from moving forward. And you can bestow that same sort of credibility to AOC or whoever you perceive the 10% on the left to be, but the 10% on the left are not stopping progress. They're not violently threatening anyone on the right currently. So I don't think it's a both sides do it kind of circumstance. But Nick, you're one of the reasonable ones. Level-headed-ish. You know, more on the Dom side than the crude side.
But. Thanks, Nick.
More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Air your Friday grievances. Crudy's always right. June 25th and 26th with Dems in La Crosse. I'll be there. I'll broadcast it.
Undecided voters are the biggest idiots on the planet. Try giving short, simple answers.
Loud noises!
It sounds interesting to me.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF. Got Dominic on the Zoom screen. I got Vance Bryan in the Shaw. I got Evan in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls, and we can take you as well at 844-967-2789. Dom, quickly, I've got a response to Trump's appearance from the DNC. DNC response to Donald Trump's remarks at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference. Don't forget, Dom, that's the FFRMC. Anyways, today, Donald Trump delivered remarks at the Faith and Freedom Road to Majority Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Will that be the site of the RNC, or will it be in Milwaukee, Dom? We'll see. Here's a statement. Donald Trump took the stage at the Faith and Freedom Conference today to double down on the same conspiracy theories that led to the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Instead of taking even an ounce of responsibility, Donald Trump unsurprisingly used his platform to push dangerous lies, downplay the violent attacks, and spread his toxic MAGA agenda. The defeated former president did not mince words as he made clear that he is the leader of today's Republican Party. I think he is.
He absolutely
No, I don't take responsibility
is.
At all.
No responsibility at all. And, you know, I guess good for him. He finally got his equal time, right?
Of sorts. Dom, the question being posed over at the Washington Post at this hour, the columnists, they polled them all. And they asked, will Donald Trump run for president again? And of the 12 columnists polled, we got 7 yeses and 5 noes. Now, I would put myself in the yes column, and Dom, we know what's your answer.
I say no.
Trump will not run again. We'll take your answers on the phones momentarily. Be patient. 844-967-2789. I'd like to throw a little of this out there. I'd like to hear people's opinions as well. And here's another one, Dom. Another prediction I need from you. Will Joe Biden run for re-election?
He's already indicated as such, so I have no reason to think that he wouldn't. But, you know, we'll see what happens, man. You know, health is a thing, especially as you get up there. We'll see.
The rumors are ricocheting in every direction. Yes way. No way. Now, never. Not to mention the healthy contingent of no clue. I'm going to put you in that column, Dom. The subject, whether Donald Trump will run for president again in 2024. Barring a crystal ball, there's only one way to find out the former guy's plans for sure. So we again assembled our crack team of post-pundit power rankers. Is that like Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles? And plumbed their ultimate infallible wisdom for an answer to the question, will Trump run? So I'm going to give you one from each column, Dom. Molly Roberts says yes. He hated the job, but he loved the attention. The only way Trump can stop people from saying he's a loser is to win again. And while he could just claim credit for the victory of someone he anoints, could he really bear the spotlight shining on anyone except him? Besides, the list of alternatives is slim enough that some conservatives may think the former commander-in-chief is their best shot. With enough people telling him that he alone can fix it, Trump and his ego might not be able to resist.
Crudy, I'm going to go with Eugene Robinson here. No! Trump will pretend to run, and he might even at some point announce that he's running. But the question is whether he will actually run for president again, and I think not. He won't risk losing yet again. And besides, being a former president is less hassle and more fun than actually having to pretend to listen to all the boring officials and members of Congress and generals with all their uninspiring issues. Emperor in exile is a role that suits Trump, and he still gets to run the Republican Party and make supplicants abase themselves for his amusement.
You know, I want to jump down to our pal, Jennifer Rubin. We often quote the former conservative columnist, and I think she's often on the money, at least in regards to Trump. So here's what she says. Yes, Trump will announce his run, if for no other reason than he craves the limelight and thinks he'll be harder for authorities to prosecute an active candidate. I think that's all the reason he needs, Tom. Get out of jail free. He's got the built-in excuse, oh, political witch hunt. They're trying to take me out before I win again. Again, according to Rubin, that does not mean that when 2024 rolls around, he'll still be in the race and on the ballot. By then, health or legal complications or fear of losing might cause him to reconsider. Dom, I think he's absolutely running again for the get-out-of-jail-free card, the limelight. He's the ratings machine. And
he might be in jail before he runs again.
Well, you know, he'll be fine at least until later because, you know, if you got a book tour or a campaign to run, you get a get out of trial free card, don't you, Peter Navarro?
One more here. I'll jump out here, Crudy. Greg Sargent. No! What Trump's embrace of the big lie shows, above all else, is how much he hates to lose. Trump not only knows he lost in 2020, but he also knows he won in 2016 only because of a string of flukes. He faced an unexpectedly weak candidate after their party had held the White House for two terms. Risking a second loss to Biden is unthinkable. It would confirm his decisive rejection by the public, and Trump would be even less likely to defeat a fresh face should Biden decline to run. He knows that, too.
Here's my prediction. Trump's going to Florida, and he's going to declare probably somewhere on Ron DeSantis's block. You know, wherever Ron's at, he's going to go there and counter-program. He would not let Ron DeSantis, the guy built up, he's not going to let him be the Republican nominee. Now, DeSantis is doing quite well in the straw polls we've seen, Dom, and lots of people moving on to the, you know, less Trumpian, more fascistic DeSantis. But ultimately, dude, I think he's running. And here is the only good thing I can say about Donald Trump. And I've used this analogy before, I think once to Tony Evers. An enemy of my enemy is my friend. And in that light, if Donald Trump goes down to Florida and wrecks Ron DeSantis's political career, kills him in the fascistic crib, if you will, it might all be worthwhile, Dom.
Well, I have no doubt there will be all sorts of right-on-right violence, political, you know, quote-unquote violence. I don't think they're actually fighting in the streets, but certainly the right-on-right angst is a thing, and it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen, and it's going to get worse. And let's not forget, I mean, Trump doesn't just have the J6. He's got all sorts of headwinds facing him right now. He's got the Attorney General in the state of New York, right?
The man lives...
He's got the Georgia the Fulton County DA, those Georgia officials, the Secretary of State from Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and his deputy, I believe his name was Gabe Sterling. They're going to be testifying this coming Tuesday at the J6 hearing on the 21st of June, next Tuesday. So that whole thing is still up in the air. He's got so many problems, Crudy, and any one of those things blowing up would just destroy his candidacy.
99 problems, but that ain't one. 844-967-2789. Dick, our pal from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dick.
Well, I don't have a grievance today, but I do agree with Dom. I don't think he's going to run again.
Well, now I got a grievance, Dick. Go ahead.
Oh, well, but I will say this. He's still the MFIC of the party, and I can't say that on the air, obviously. But my question to you guys is this. Is it just me? I haven't noticed very much pushback from the usuals on this January 6th thing, the usuals locally or nationally. And I guess I would have to say that has to be because it's pretty hard to push back against every single one of these people. What do they have in common?
They're all Republicans. Yes, so yes.
It's kind of hard to push back against that, isn't it? If you notice, the usuals, Rubio, Cruz, you know, where's Lindsey Graham defending his buddy now? You haven't heard a word. It's like radio silence. Where's CJ locally?
Oh, he's out there. He's listening, Dick, I suspect.
Well, yeah, I know he's out there. He's out there chasing a fly ball that hasn't even been hit yet. But that's another story. Seriously, do you notice they're not here? They're just not here.
I did see Jim GYM Jordan speak actually pretty calmly the other day, and his impression was, well, you know, this is nothing new here. We've all known this. This is really, you know. So that was the only thing. But you're right. I mean, Lindsey Graham and I haven't heard a whole lot from them. I haven't jumped on their Twitter streams either, Dick. But usually, if they're going to be boisterous and have all sorts of controversial things to say, that would be all over the news. And you're right. It's how do you go against, you know, this iconic Judge Luttig? Right, I mean, how do you fight back that guy? How are you going to hang Jacob, right, the attorney for Vice President Pence? I mean, these are your people.
Yep, and so I guess all I'm saying is, I find it pretty interesting that none of them are speaking out. And like you said, I maybe they are, but it's nothing like it normally would be all over the news. They'd be pushing back really hard normally, and it's.
Oh, sorry to cut you short, Dick. Did you notice that they probably made a strategic mistake talking about Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans by not participating in the January 6th? Now, you know, they whined and they ballyhooed the fact that Nancy didn't make it balanced and wah, wah, wah. But they also didn't have any insights and they didn't have anybody in the room. I mean, all these hearings, you know, all the way back to the impeachment. What happened? You get 5 minutes of one side and you get 5 minutes of the other. And they'd alternate between showboating and putting forth an alternative reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that here. And that's very much a strategic blunder on the Republicans' part. They could have prepared the talking points. They could have had someone inside the room. And they chose not to. Because when Jim Jordan, who is potentially a witness or a defendant to be, when Kevin McCarthy tried to put Jim Jordan on the panel, I think Nancy Pelosi rightfully refused, right? Said, no, not this one. And instead of putting an alternative, I think Scott Perry was one of the other ones that was rejected, the guy that asked for a pardon, reportedly.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, this is a big blunder on behalf of the Republicans. And I saw some Republicans. I saw Jim Jordan on the first night, the prime time. He was on Fox News. He was out there. Oh, you know, I saw Steve Scalise. Oh, the country's so broke. Laura Ingraham went through this whole thing about people, homeless people dying on the streets and using drugs. And that wouldn't be a problem if we weren't wasting all this money on the J6. Don't you think, Steve Scalise? I mean, it's hard to push back. That was the strange perspective they took.
I think you're absolutely right. They could have had, even if it was, you know, certainly not maybe someone who was, you know, neck deep into the MAGA, but at least a Republican representative that would have, you know, reported back and had some credibility to push back. But now what you see is a J6 committee with two Republicans, a bipartisan committee, which is often reported incorrectly by conservative sources, a bipartisan committee that is united in holding those responsible, united in educating the American people on what actually went on and how this whole thing went down. And that in and of itself is compelling. Because you don't get a chance to throw sand in the gears. You don't get a chance for someone to stand up and filibuster and, you know, and talk about the inflation and gas prices and all whatever else you want to talk about, like CJ.
Dominic, Donald Trump, as part of his remarks we've talked about, he was at this Faith and Freedom and whatever conference, right? And gave some speeches. The Washington Post reporting at this hour, in lengthy remarks, Trump lashed out at the committee, the J6 committee, right? Democrats and even his own former aides and allies, particularly Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former Attorney General Bill Barr. Mike did not have the courage to act, Trump said today at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event in Nashville. Barr, he added, did not support his efforts because he's afraid of being impeached.
He's afraid of going to jail.
Everybody's doing it. You'll be your turn soon, Trump. Not just the impeachment part, the other part. More devils, more of your calls. We'll be right back.
Take responsibility.
$50 the Smales kid picks his nose.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
$50 more says he's.
I alone can fix it.
Hey, everybody.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, taking your grievances, 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around for the happy hour. You'll be very happy up in here. Our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of the Devil's Advocates, going to Zoom us up and join us on the radio.
One more headline made by Trump down at the Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering in Nashville. Former President Trump on Friday attacked the law enforcement officer who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt, a Trump supporter who was participating in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, aimed at overturning the 2020 presidential. These were great patriots. They were policemen. They were firemen. They were soldiers. It was sailors. Yeah, but you're rooting against the actual Capitol police officer, and you're, what, saying that somehow they screwed up by killing the insurrectionist. She's the true patriot. But the fact that there were cops in the crowd attacking other cops, what, you're being supportive of the insurrectionist cops, the good cops. Many good cops on your side is what you're saying. It's very confusing to me, Dom.
It's so, so very confusing. And the fact, listen, and did any of these people at the Faith and Freedom Conference, are you watching any of the testimony from, you know, people of faith, right? Like the judge, like the attorney for Pence who was in prayer with Pence before and after? I mean, these are, you know, religious and spiritual people. And they have an issue with the guy who's speaking to you reiterating the very same lies. And I don't know what you believe or what your God is telling you, but for you to applaud that man, especially knowing what we know, I mean, I absolutely cast judgment upon every one of you. 844-967-2789. Jeannie, we never judge you. Welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Boy, I'll tell you something. He's going to run. He's a narcissist. And he looks at only himself. He doesn't care about anyone else but himself. He's got his, as long as he has his followers, look at Jim Jones. He's going to take them all down with him. Look at all of his followers. He's filled with hate, and he's going to take down anybody that gets in his way, and that's his way he's done it so far. And the Christians that are following him, well, as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of frauds because they really can't be Christians or they'd be concerned about what he's done to our country and people and the lies that he said. So this guy is like a tornado or something that doesn't stop. Maybe you guys can think of a good storm name for him. He's never going to quit because he still has followers. And until those sons of guns start opening their mouths and they all try to protect our country, this guy's going to go right through the country. And until people say, you know, we're not going to put up with this kind of crap, he's really a fraud. Because if he still has admirers, that's all he's there for. Oh, you know, and look at how they kissed his feet. I mean, it made me so sick to see the people from Wisconsin, you know, his first group that was around him, you know. Oh, you're the best president. Oh, you're wonderful. And as long as he has that coming, oh, we believe in you. Oh, you really did win, Mr. President. You know what I mean? And then the way he spews and the people that come out there, those people that go out there and follow him, they got some issues, significant issues and personality deficits that they will follow a man and just believe only what he says. And the minute anybody turns against him, man, watch out, he's the enemy. So this guy's got a hold, and he's got a tight hold. The least he's on that Golden TV, the least he's on any kind of social communications, until they shut that guy up, put him in prison, he's going to have strength that nobody else can believe, because the people that are following him are mesmerized by him. And they won't listen to anything on the outside, and they're just caught up with it, just like Jim Jones.
And like a herd mentality?
Yes, and he's like their God. Oh, he's the Savior. Oh, man, this guy's so great. I mean, all the stuff he's come out and things that have come out about him, they don't even look at it because they look at him. Because you know why? He says they're in this together. He tweeted them at their homes. They never had a president tweet them. When I saw that on Saturday Night Live, I thought, we're gone. That's it. That guy has made a bond with people that nobody else has. They feel special. They feel he loves them. And look at that. He just kicks butt for us, but they don't realize he's not kicking butt for them. He's kicking it for himself. They cannot get that through their head, that Trump really doesn't care about them. And until they figure that out, we're up the creek without a paddle. And I hate to be negative on it, but I think enough people are waking up, but they need some strong psychologists on the side of the people that are anti-Trump. So anyway, thanks, guys. I didn't mean to go on and on, but wow, unbelievable that guy is. So have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Jeannie.
You too.
Try to sneak one more call in here at least, 844-967-2789. Big Mac from Madison. To all be Patty's special sauce, lettuce, cheese. Welcome to the show, Big Mac.
Hey, Mac.
Come on, guys. Cue the Welcome Back Cotter theme for me. Come on. Da, da, da. Welcome back. Make me have to sing it, then everybody will tune out.
To all be Patty's special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Would you take that?
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, I'm breaking my silence today. So be careful what you wish for, because I'm going to be calling in now. I think this is what it took, is for mainstream to really pump this narrative of Trump being the crazy, maniacal liar, which we already knew. But like now it's like, I mean, to cover these trials on all the networks at once and everything it's getting. I mean, most people are going to see some of this now that, you know, that only watch the right. They might, it's still going to sneak through because the right kind of didn't put it together. The little clips they might show. You know, at first they said it was just Antifa there on January 6th. And I've got a theory that I know is really true, because I've had a few Trump people tell me this, that they think that Trump, once again, is just so genius that he knew that there was so much fraud that he didn't care about breaking the law. That he was doing the right thing for the country because he knew that the fraud that he saw, which, by the way, you never see anybody present this. And you don't see the panel asking for it either, which is a little weird. So maybe they are afraid to look at anything of it because it might go down a rabbit hole, like this Dominion claim that supposedly Trump had prior to January 6th. See, so it was weak. Barr looked at it. You notice the panel doesn't, they don't grill Barr on what it was. They just look at what Barr said of it. And I know it's bogus, but it doesn't matter to his supporters, because they think and the people that were listening to him, following him, they knew about these claims that were false, because that's why they were there. It wasn't like Trump just made it up out of the blue. Hey, Pence, you know, switch to votes. They knew why. Why was because they believed Dominion, people like Alex Jones and the further right before Fox got it, were saying it. And then, by the way, fast forward to now, they don't care about this now. You know why? Because now they think it really is true. And Trump was a genius. He knew it all along. See, that's the magic of Trump, that he can rationalize even breaking the law, because he's doing it for the country, because he knew it was really a robbed election. And now finally the evidence is there, even though it's not. But there's a lot more as it drip, drip, a year and a half later. There's a lot more drips of BS.
Got to cut you short, Mac. I think you got a hell of a return.
Well
the
done,
returning
sir.
Champion, Big Mac. More of your calls. The Happier Happy Hour. And Maggie Dodd is next.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
That was a hoax, right?